All right, you've got it on KHUM, 34 minutes after 7 o'clock. And joining me here in the studio is Brenda Lindemann. How are you doing? Not Brenda. It's your mom.
Hi, I'm Kendra Lindemann. Brenda's my dear, lovely mother. I adore her. She's awesome, but she's not here right now.
No, that's right. It's because I've known her for a long time. And I've known you for a long time, except you were just a little kid.
That's true.
So it's always amazing, you know, watching children that you know grow up to be adults. And you are a budding author, and you have a nom de plume.
Yes. So my actual name is Kendra Lindemann. You probably, I don't know, might know me. I don't know. But I go by Kendra named Nil. That's Lindemann spelled backwards, dropping the extra N. And it's just, I don't know. I thought it was cool.
And also, it also means something.
Yeah. I've always read books based on the value of a book. If an author wrote one really good book and one terrible book, I like to just read the good book. And if I read the bad book, I don't want it to poison my view of the good one, or vice versa.
Makes sense.
So therefore, Kendra named Nil. Kendra, my name isn't important. What's important is whether you enjoy what I write.
Fair enough. So now, I wasn't even aware that you were writing. To be honest. And Amy told me about this. And I was like, wow, this is very exciting. And you've been very busy, actually. You've got a whole series that you have written, but you're basically introducing the first book.
Yes. I've written through book 8. I'm working on book 9 and 10 together, so they have good synergy. I've also written a book from another series that it's not ready for publishing, and another two books from another series. One is up on Amazon, but it's just not this one.
Mm-hmm. So the series is A Vow Unbroken, and what's the name of the actual first book?
The first book is Borehole Bazaar.
Borehole Bazaar.
And a borehole bazaar is an event. It happens in the prologue in this book, where feral creatures, so goblins, orcs, Kalatai, what have you. They knock over a wagon, they rummage and ransack through it, and then they throw everyone into a borehole, a sinkhole, and they auction them off, usually for meat, later. In this case, a small party of elves and half-elves and one human are auctioned off to a bugbear who's bringing them back home to be pets for his cubs so that they can be exposed to the race in safe circumstances.
So this is obviously nonfiction. I'm kidding. So this is in the fantasy realm, and I briefly heard your interview with Amy yesterday. It's in the fantasy realm and kind of on the darker side of fantasy.
Very much so. Very much so. It's thematically, it's following one of these elves. He's an arrogant jerk, but he's been pushed into this culture that's highly abusive, very unforgiving, and is completely different from his culture, and no one's there to hold his hand. No one's helping him adjust to this. And that's a theme that I see a lot in modern day. It's dealing with being in an abusive situation that you can't get out of. There's no specific bad guy to fight. I mean, it's a whole culture, and you just have to figure out how to find yourself and find your inner strength and adapt to that in a way that will work for you. And he tries a lot of ways that don't work first.
How many books do you envision this series being?
I want to stop at 12 and then start the follow-up series, which is a small girl who survives and who stays with him and have her adventures, because she grows up in this and it's not a shock to her because she's very young when she's introduced to this culture.
So you've written at this point how many?
8 so far are finished. 9 and 10 are working together.
Wow, that's really amazing. That is really amazing. But you're introducing just the first one, the Borehole Bazaar. And you have got a reading that is going to be coming up at Because Coffee today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. I've got prizes to give away. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's very, very cool. So let's talk about the process, because you were going down an interesting process where, you know, we're seeing more and more of this kind of a thing in the world of creativity with regard to, you know, the old established ways of, you know, get get an agent, you know, get a publisher to do it. You know, is, you know, things are changing a little bit, and you're doing this through Inkshares. Explain how that works.
So Inkshares is a really, really cool platform. What they basically do is they allow books to be published based on people wanting to read them. So traditionally you have a critic or a person who goes through and reads manuscripts and chooses from these which one that specific individual thinks will make money for the company. In this case, what Inkshares does is if you get enough pre-orders, enough people are interested in reading your book, you get published. You get Quill would be the lesser version. You get your books put in some stores and then not put it, and then you get light editing and some marketing. If you get all the ways to 750 pre-orders, then you get full publishing with a design team, marketing team, all sorts of, all the bells and whistles, as it were. And it's entirely based on what people are interested in reading instead of what they think will sell.
That's a really cool methodology. I really like that. And so your first book there is available, and I know Amy has already pre-ordered because she was very excited about this, and we want to be supportive. So people get a chance to actually hear some of this book at this reading. How much of it are you going to read?
I've got a few selections picked out, depending mm-hmm. on the crowd. I've got some of the darker scenes so people can get a feel for that. And I've also got a few of the happier, more lighthearted scenes. Because mm-hmm. Anytime you're in an abusive situation, there are moments where you're laughing, when it's just light.
I'll tell you what's really exciting is, you know, you're really prolific. I mean, you've got so much already under your belt. You're obviously very creative and have a lot to say. And this is a world that I spend a lot of time in literature, is fantasy and sci-fi and stuff like that. I really, really love this. So it's,
awesome.
This is right up my street. So obviously most authors have other authors that have or other works that have other that have influenced them. What's influenced you?
Well, Tolkien, of course, for the idea of the races and somewhat how they interact, but also, surprisingly enough, Scarlet Letter a lot for that way of surviving and finding your strength without leaving or specifically going to battle, and then also a lot from Watership Down.
Interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah, I love those works. I love the way the words flow with those authors, and I don't emulate, but I take it to heart when I'm writing.
Fantastic. Well, you know, that's how it works. I mean, authors get influence from other works, and stuff branches out from there. That's all great authors, of course, have. And the thing I love about this, the Inkshares, is, you know, in the world of publishing, so much of it has to do with just luck.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Luck has so much to do with it.
There's so many stories. I filled three drawers with rejection letters. I papered the wall. I mean, I didn't, but you hear this. You hear this all the time.
Absolutely. And when you think about, one of my favorite authors is J.K. Rowling, and I just reread the entire Harry Potter series in anticipation of the new play and movie coming out. And when you think about her story, that she didn't have a publisher, Inkshares wasn't around then, mm-mm. and she could only afford to print 6 manuscripts of the original book, and mm-hmm. she too had this thing worked all the way out to a 7-book series, and you know it just an unsolicited manuscript almost is never read by publishers.
Absolutely,
almost never, and it just so happened out of luck. One of the publishers had a doctor appointment, a dentist appointment, grabbed a few just for some light reading while he was waiting and discovered this book, and the rest is history. But that's pure luck.
Pure luck. And I didn't want to rely on luck when I know my work is that good.
So this is a chance for people to get their works out there and let the reading public decide, which I think is really cool. I think it's a... And so how many pre-orders do you have at this point?
I had 124 when I checked this morning at 6:30.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So at this reading today at Because Coffee, 4 o'clock, which is at 300 F Street in Eureka, I highly recommend folks go and check this out. You've got little prizes that you're giving out for pre-orders, right?
Yeah. So what I'm doing is, first of all, there's going to be a free raffle. It's mm-hmm. a secret how it's going to be done, but someone's going to walk away with a prize for without having to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three different categories. I've got cool little coasters. I've got hand-painted mugs wrapped with a little bit of leather, and then I've got glass cocoa mugs, because, you know, which are hand-etched by me.
Nice. They're really beautiful.
Yeah. And so what's going to work is anyone who pre-orders two books, and I have no preference on the format this takes. It can be two ebooks, it can be two physical, mix and match. If they can show that they have done this before or at the event up until midnight tonight, just let me know. If I run out of supplies, I will make more and mail it to you.
Fantastic. And I'm taking a look at the hand-painted mug there. It has, says on there, dreams are worth chasing.
Yeah, that's kind of been my adage here during this Inkshares process. I talked to the other authors a lot. I talked about 15 per day usually. And that's the one thing. It gets you down, well, not me, because I am boundless enthusiasm, but it gets some people down to do this crowdfunding thing because it feels like begging, but I just remind them, it's your dream. It's worth pursuing.
Absolutely. And in the world of creativity, that is where, that's the difference between success and failure. Mm-hmm. It's your unbridled enthusiasm. You know, I tell this to my students at HSU, and I teach radio, and it's like, this is a tough field to get into. It's really hard. The competition is brutal and fierce, and most of you will not succeed at it. And the main thing that's going to be the difference is you, your drive, your mm-hmm. your passion. Now that's the huge difference right there. There are a lot of really talented people who go nowhere because they are not willing to push.
Yeah, and a part of it is you have to be willing to fail, get back up, and try it again.
Well, failure is a big part of it. It's one of the big learning experiences.
Absolutely.
Know? I mean, I have failed numerous times, you know, and it's just that you learn from these experiences and you move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I guess it's just an aside. If you don't want to spend money because for whatever reason, I completely understand, just follow me and you will get a short story every single week. Just cool. as a little update, a little pick me up.
So how much are these books, by the way?
They are $10 if you are ordering an ebook and $20 if you are ordering a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have control over the price. I wish I could have made it less.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is fine. I know Amy has ordered I think she ordered the hard copy because likes real books.
Yeah. I do too. And yeah. The funny thing about Inkshares is it makes no difference pre-order count-wise whether you buy a bunch of $10 books or a bunch of $20. They don't count it or weigh it any different.
Interesting. So I got to ask you this because, you know, I've known you for a long time and I didn't know you as an author. And here you are, a very prolific one. How did you get into this? Were you like a superstar in English in high school?
Gods, no. I'm sorry to all my English teachers for what I put you through. I've always been creative. I think I got a B in my creative writing class. Everything else was like a C. Or like a mercy C.
Uh-huh.
I do stuff. I hadn't found my voice yet. And I am not necessarily the best person at doing what other people say I should write.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets in the way of things. I got better later. And after I'd written a bunch, I retook English classes and just all A's and did great. It was just, no, in high school, I was terrible at this.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, our brains are not even fully developed in high school. I mean, brains really aren't fully developed until about 24, 25.
Oh, trust me, I know.
And it's kind of an interesting thing. I mean, it's like, you know, I did very poorly in a lot of stuff that I do very well in now, just because, you know, I was so immature. I was not ready at all.
I think a small part of it was that they told me, not told me, but the way I perceived how it was going was that I was terrible at this. So I was like, I'm going to work at it. And because I worked at it, I got better and better. And there are some books that will never see the light of day that are not so good.
That's part of the process. I mean, the only way you get really good at writing is by writing a lot. I mean, that's the way it is with everything.
You have to read a ton in order to... Sorry?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. Everything, you know, anything that that you get good at, you know, you do a lot of. And you get better as time goes on. It's just, that's how we all work. So, you know, the fact that you're so prolific and you've already got so much of this series already written and you're just putting out the first book, very exciting. I mean, I think we're at the, you know, the dawn of seeing perhaps one of our new great authors.
Ooh, I hope so. I hope so.
That'd be pretty awesome. So I highly encourage folks to come to Because Coffee, 4 o'clock today. That's at 300 F Street in Eureka. You can hear a portion of the book. You can meet the lovely author, and you can also pre-order and get some cool goodies in the process.
And if fantasy isn't your thing, Inkshares offers poetry. There's a book on bicycles in San Francisco. There's a lot of sci-fi, like legitimate science sci-fi. It's really a site worth checking out.
Yeah, those are two of my favorite genres, you know, science fiction and fantasy. Both are my two favorite genres. So anyway, I wish you the absolute best of luck, Kendra. And
thank you. I'll need it.
Yes. And hopefully I have a huge crowd today at Because Coffee, 4 o'clock, 300 F Street. And again, the book is called The Borehole Bazaar, and the full series is A Vow Unbroken, soon to be a miniseries on HBO.
Ooh, I hope so.
Just kidding about that. I'm just being reading the future at this point. All righty, Kendra, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate that.
Of course, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely.